In this bulletin, wealthy G7 countries increase coronavirus vaccine funding for poorer nations. GPs without practice accreditation in Australia excluded from administering coronavirus vaccines. And in tennis, Daniil Medvedev says he has nothing to lose in the Australian Open final against Novak Djokovic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Industrialised nations meeting for the G7 summit have committed to increased funding for the delivery of coronavirus vaccines for poorer nations. In a joint statement, the G7 says the total commitment to a fairer distribution of vaccines stands at $11.6 billion Australian dollars. That includes increased contributions to the United Nations COVAX program of $5.2 billion from the US and a doubling in funds pledged by the EU to $1.54 billion. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says member countries also agreed to develop a treaty on pandemic preparedness,
which would enshrine the actions that countries need to take to safeguard everyone against another COVID. I intend to bring together my fellow leaders, scientists, and international organisations for collective defence against the next pathogen.
US President Joe Biden has declared America is back, saying his administration is recommitted to multilateral engagement and will repair the alliances damaged under Donald Trump's foreign policy of isolation. Addressing the Munich Security Conference, he vowed to rebuild trust with European allies by working on challenges like arms control, COVID-19, and climate change.
New crises demand our attention. We cannot focus only on the competition among countries that threaten to divide the world, or only on global challenges that threaten to sink us all together if we fail to cooperate. We must do both, working in lockstep with our allies and partners.
Since entering office, Mr. Biden has recommitted the U.S. to major global agreements and alliances, including rejoining the World Health Organization. The federal government has called on general practices and pharmacies to help administer COVID-19 vaccines, but GPs without practice accreditation have been excluded from the rollout. Some doctors say this is a shift from existing protocols on immunizations and could leave millions of patients without easy access to the vaccine. Under the federal government's vaccine rollout plan, only accredited practices are eligible to participate in the scheme, with accreditation a voluntary process. GP Dr. Mark Fitzmaurice says his clinic has been accredited for 15 years, but he stopped applying in 2019 because of the time and stress involved in the process. He worries about what this will mean for his patients, many of whom are elderly.
Vaccination is a part of everyday general practice for all general practitioners, and for some reason the government thought they'd introduce this new system just this time, and I think that's a really bad thing because this is the vaccination program we really want to work.
A former Liberal staffer who says she was sexually assaulted by a male colleague inside Parliament House will proceed with a formal complaint to police. Brittany Higgins came forward this week with allegations she was raped in 2019 and said in a statement, "The Australian Federal Police have made assurances to me that they will handle this matter thoroughly and transparently." Ms. Higgins says she's advised the Prime Minister's office that she expects to have input into framing the scope and terms of reference for a new and significant review into the conditions under which ministerial and parliamentary staff are employed and how it can be improved. And to sport and tennis, Daniil Medvedev has set up an Australian Open final showdown with world number one Novak Djokovic. The Russian fourth seed advanced after defeating Stefanos Tsitsipas in straight sets 6-4, 6-2, 7-5. The 25-year-old has won three of his past four matches with Djokovic and says he has nothing to lose in the final.
For sure, when we get out there, we both feel pressure. I want to win my first one. He wants to win his number 18. We don't know for who the crowd's going to be. It's all these small details. But I think if we talk in general, I have nothing to lose, to be honest.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 31. Adelaide, partly cloudy 28. Melbourne, humid, partly cloudy 33. Hobart, shower or 2, 25. Canberra, partly cloudy 23. Wollongong, shower 2, 23. Sydney, showers 27. Much the same in Newcastle, 26. Brisbane, shower 228, Cairns, similar conditions 30, and Darwin, showers and a possible storm 31. This is SBS News.